crisis at nursing homes across the U.S. I'm Sandy Kozell.
How to offer possible new names for military installations named after Confederates. I'm Mike Murillo.
Thousands of gallons of sewage pours into a Montgomery County stream after a pipe collapses. I'm Luke Luker.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where nurses and other healthcare staff have to have at least one COVID-19 vaccine jab by close of business tomorrow. It's part of a new statewide mandate. CBS's Lilia Luciano says the fight against the virus is looking up, with about 121,000 new cases reported yesterday, an 18% drop in the last 2 weeks.
Nationwide, the number of new adult COVID cases and hospitalizations is dropping after the deadly summer surge. Yet for children younger than 12, they're higher than ever. But a Pfizer vaccine for kids may be available soon.
It could take 4 weeks, and that could give you a vaccine by Halloween.
There we are.
And for the first time in 18 months, the Grand Princess set sail out of Los Angeles this weekend. The ship was hit by a COVID outbreak at the start of the pandemic. This time, everyone on board is vaccinated.
Five people remain hospitalized following a scary sight in Montana. An Amtrak train jumped the tracks, killing three people. CBS's Meg Oliver is near the scene that the NTSB is now investigating.
Wayne Freed was changing cars when it happened. He survived by grabbing a table bolted to the floor.
The train tipped about 45 degrees, and I thought it would stop. I hate to think what would happen if I hadn't been able to hold on.
Many of the injured were taken to local hospitals and released. About 60 passengers spent the night at a local high school. Many of them have already been bussed out. The derailment comes at the end of Rail Safety Week.
CBS's Tom Hansen is on New York's Long Island, where mourners gathered to remember Gabby Petito at her memorial.
Hundreds gathered to show support and grieve.
Just wish, hoping Gabby just knows that she's loved and she always will be loved.
Just seeing that that's the way that she had passed, it's heartbreaking.
Abigail DeMonte and Nicholas DiDomenico worked with Petito.
What should people know about her?
I think that Gabby was an extremely eccentric girl, and she loved life more than anything. I think that she loved traveling more than she even loved people.
But those dreams of travel and adventure cut short. The 22-year-old was on a cross-country road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, when she disappeared.
Overseas, where it appears Germany's Social Democrats have won the country's national election as Angela Merkel steps down. Via interpreter, the Social Democrats' chancellor candidate, Olaf Scholz.
We are a pragmatic party that knows how to govern. We're a confident party that wants to work to ensure that we have a better future in Germany.
And in Switzerland, hugs were exchanged and rainbow-colored flags waved as the Swiss resoundingly voted to allow same-sex couples to marry, part of a nationwide referendum. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
It's 9:03, Sunday, September 26th, 2021. Clear skies this evening. 69 headed to the 50s. Good evening. I'm Dick Iuliano. Top local stories we're following this hour. Police have shot a suspect and another one is on the run after police say there was an attempted carjacking in the Temple Hills neighborhood of Prince George's County.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says the call came in at 11:12 a.m. The responding officer saw two people in this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, one matching the description the caller gave. That suspect ran, and then the officer ran after the second suspect.
Responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
A source tells WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. He's in a hospital recovering. Police say the suspect's handgun was found on the scene. In Temple Hills, Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
New tonight, two people are in the hospital after a shooting in the Indian Head area of Charles County. Police say it happened in front of an apartment on Strauss Avenue and Blair Road around 7:30 this evening. Officers had received a call about a large fight in the area, and when they arrived, several people drove off. Later, they found a man shot in the leg and chest and a juvenile female shot in the foot. Police say the severity of their injuries unknown at this time, cause of the fight under investigation. According to an industry survey, nursing homes and assisted living facilities in the United States are among the businesses facing severe staffing shortages.
The American Healthcare Association and National Center for Assisted Living found in its survey that nearly every one of its 14,000 member nursing homes and assisted living facilities in the U.S. has a problem keeping staff at needed levels. 86% of nursing homes and 77% of assisted living providers said their staffing situation has gotten worse over the last 3 months. 78% of nursing homes and 71% of assisted living facilities are concerned this might force them to close. The organization's president says the survey shows the severe challenges long-term care providers are facing due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
A Pentagon commission is looking for new names for military bases to replace the current names that honor the Confederacy. You can offer some input.
10 Army installations and even 2 naval vessels are being considered for renaming by the Naming Commission, and this includes 4 installations in Virginia. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett are named after Confederate generals, and Fort Belvoir is also being considered for a name change because after being renamed to honor a Union Army general, it was later changed back to Belvoir, which is the name of a plantation that had slave labor. At WTOP.com, find out how you can provide possible names for the sites and the vessels. The commission will offer its recommendations to Congress on October the 1st of next year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
If you live in Germantown, you may want to steer clear of Seneca Creek for a while.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
There were 2 sewer discharges releasing an unknown amount of sewage in residential neighborhoods of Baltimore this weekend. One happened in the Reisterstown area northwest of downtown at the stream known as Gwynn's Falls. The other happened in the Poplar Hill neighborhood north of downtown, impacting the stream called Jones Falls. Baltimore City officials urge people to avoid contact with both those streams. Straight ahead here on WTOP, traffic and weather. And then our national security correspondent, J.J. Green, with some insight into the mysterious illness plaguing U.S. diplomats around the world. 907.
Here's Steve Cohn, head of communications at Capital Caring Health, on the benefits of advanced cardiac care.
We want every family touched by heart disease to receive a free copy of our patient and caregiver handbook covering all aspects of advanced cardiac care. This comprehensive guide created